I think it's certainly an opportunity missed, definitely, certainly with the form that we're in. But sometimes you've got to give respect to the opposition. And they played a formation that was very difficult to break down, a 4-3-3 that on most occasions was a 4-5-1. We certainly dominated possession, and when you do, you've got to look at them opportunities to break them down. And we probably didn't have enough in the 90 minutes. The limited chances that we did have, and I thought they were the decent half chances, then we know we needed to take one of them, which certainly would have opened up the game more.
Did you feel you had to be patient in a way because they sat back so much, especially in the first half?
Well, I don't think you have a choice. You know, they block the holes very well. You know, a back four that were fairly resilient and a five across midfield. So you've got to keep possession. And what you hope is as the game opens up, or as the game goes on, the game opens up and you get your opportunities. I think we felt that in the second half, where I thought we were better. I thought we came out and probably out of the two teams looked like the team that was going to score. But until you get that goal, it gives them encouragement to defend the way that they did, and they defended very well.
You brought on Anthony Knockaert. He seemed to give you a little bit of a lift.
Yes, he did. I thought the timing was right. And I think after the last, certainly the last couple of weeks that he's had and last couple of performances, I think it was the right decision to leave him out today. But he certainly gave us that spark when he came on, and he was the one that looked like he could make something happen.
Obviously, coming into the game after Newcastle's defeat last night, there was a big incentive for you. Does that concern you? You didn't take your chance today, or do you see it as a point gained?
No, there's no doubt that you come away here to Cardiff, which is irrespective of the form they're in, it's always a tough place to come. But I would still look at it as points lost. Nothing to do with Newcastle losing yesterday, because that doesn't really affect, it doesn't change how we approach the game. You know, it doesn't mean that it's more desperate to win it than any other time. Every game we go into it with the same attitude that we want to win every game, whether it's home or away. So certainly points lost. But, you know, teams will come here and lose games, and that we haven't done.
Towards the end, it got very scrappy, yellow cards being dealt out. What did you make? Sending off Gaetan Bong, you'll be missing for Leeds on Friday.
Well, it's part and parcel of the game. I'll have a look at the first booking again, but certainly on the second one, I've got no arguments with that. And that's why we have the squads that we do, and that's when we have to use them, whether that be suspension, lack of form or injuries, and that's where we have to use the squad.
Can Lewis Dunk, I mean, he's would have been one of your key players this season, can he feel a little bit hard done by today? Another yellow card, his tally's to 8, it's quite early in the season to be at that level.
Yeah, but I think that's Dunkey for you. I think he's wholehearted and desperately wants to do well and win every game. And, you know, sometimes there are consequences that come with that one. And our responsibility is to try to keep that number down. I think in the heat of the moments and the action, sometimes it's difficult. But he's a wholehearted player, and this is a player that's, you know, in the middle of what I regard as a very, very good season for him. And certainly he's given us more than what he's taken away from us, certainly.
He's also in the heart of a very good defence. You're into double figures now in terms of clean sheets. That must be some sort of consolation for you today.
Yeah, it is. And I think there's no doubt when you look at the game again, sometimes you feel a little bit different. It seemed like one of them days that was going to be difficult to break them down. It seemed that. But we've had days like that before, and it can be one moment of inspiration, you know, Sam Baldock's shot on a near post where that goes in off the far post, or Jamie Murphy comes in, hits a great strike that was blocked. But it seemed like one of them games today that it was going to be tough. I was very confident in us defending. I thought we were very resolute, and I must admit, I couldn't see Cardiff scoring. They put a lot of balls into the box. They have a long throw that on every single occasion they have an opportunity, they take it. And I thought we dealt with them ones very, very well.
I know it's difficult to talk about it just now, but a couple of days hence, it's the FA Cup third round draw. It's always a special time, especially for the supporters. What are your thoughts ahead of that one?
Yeah, always an exciting time. And one that, however long you're in the game, is one that you look forward to. You know, whether it's one of the real sort of big boys, and if it is, hopefully at home, or one outside of our division that on paper can be or can seem a more comfortable game. team, but they're all as difficult as each other. But the excitement of the Cup never changes.
And also that competition, I mean, how does that stand really for you now, bearing in mind where you are in the table and how the focus is on promotion this season?
The focus is very much on staying at the top end of the table. I make no excuses for that. But we have a squad, and we have a very competitive squad. And certainly with the amount of games that we've got coming up, the league games, we'll need that squad. And of course, an added bonus of the FA Cup coming very soon.